You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Carol Tangeman. A first-of-its-kind missile test of national defense systems was conducted at Vandenberg Air Force Base Monday. The Department of Defense is heralding it as a success, striking a target it launched into space from the Central Pacific. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
The United States military fired missiles from Vandenberg Air Force Base around 10:30 this morning. The launches weren't previously announced, which is usually the case. Central Coast residents reported the ground shaking and seeing twin streaks in the sky. Amtrak temporarily halted trains running through the area. The two missiles were meant to strike an intercontinental ballistic dummy missile launched from the Reagan test site in the Marshall Islands, about 4,000 miles away. Mark Wright with the U.S. Missile Defense Agency explains why two missiles were launched.
In this case, the first missile did hit the target. However, since nothing's perfect, if the first missile had missed, the second missile would have been there to take out the reentry vehicle.
It's the second missile, Wright says, the department was really focused on. Even though the first missile hit its target, the second scanned the area successfully to see if it still needed to take anything out. And Wright adds that's not new missile technology.
It was representative of what we defend the United States with today. So that can give some real confidence to Northern Command, who's responsible for defending the homeland, that both these missiles worked perfectly.
When asked what message this sends to possible adversaries of the United States, Wright says he leaves that to the State Department, which did not immediately return requests for comment. The last test of U.S. missile defense systems was in May of 2017. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.